This goes to Brian Thwaites, THWAITES, PAC, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Janet Rohn, R-O-H-N, date of birth February 2nd of 1944. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Rohn. She's doing telemedicine today because she's ill with bronchitis and sinus infection. And she's starting oral steroids and oral antibiotics today. She is coughing a lot, and she did test for COVID twice, and both tests were negative to date. But she's very, very tired at this point, achy, and hoping she'll get better with the new medications. Her biggest complaint today is urinary incontinence. Occasionally, when she stands up to go to the bathroom in the evening, she has leakage. And also, she's been having a lot of stress incontinence with the severe coughing that she has right now. She hasn't talked to you about that, but she will be discussing that once she gets over the bronchitis that she's currently experiencing. Her last visit with us was April 17th of this year. She denies any nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Her weight is unchanged. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations, but she does have the cough currently. Urine is clear. She does have incontinence, but no cloudiness, no strong odor, no blood, no current edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Losartan 25 milligram daily. Lasix is 20 milligram daily, in addition to her other routine medications. Physical exam, weight is 157 pounds, and blood pressure at home is 125 over 87. In labs, she did get lab studies done last Wednesday, 10-11 of 2023. Albumin, 4.8. Calcium is 9.4. Creatinine is stable at 1.13 with estimated GFR of 49. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus, 3.8. Hemoglobin is 13.1, white count is 10.15, on the high side of normal, but not abnormal. Platelets, 286, and lymphocytes are low at 15.4, otherwise a normal differential. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. 4, urinary incontinence, which seems to be getting worse, and the patient will discuss this with you when she's over the bronchitis she currently has. We have asked her to have lab studies done every three months, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.